Susan Saunders back in studio with one of my favorite guests in the Sporty Spice world, Melissa Myers, head volleyball coach from ISU, a college, by the way, which has more female sports than male sports.
Yes.
If you've ever taken a look at the schedule at GoRedbirds.com, you get a lot more women's sports to choose from, but volleyball certainly one of the top sports in the world. I just want to ask, is our Missouri Valley Conference, which I know you're tied for second place until tonight when we win, in that conference, is that one of the harder conferences in the U.S.?
Yeah, everyone talks about the Big Five, right? So the Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, right, and SEC. But outside of the Big Five right now, the Power Five, whatever they want to call it, we as a volleyball conference are in that next sort of 6th, 7th, 8th, and it varies year to year. But right now we have 6 teams in the Missouri Valley Conference that are in the top 75. And there are over 330 Division I volleyball programs in the country. So the fact that we have 6 right now in that top 75, and that's the latest RPI that just came out, is fantastic. It certainly makes it, there's a lot of parity, there's a lot of competition, and it's making it a really, really tight race in the Valley. I mean, first and eighth place right now is only separated by 2 wins. So it's very close. We're second, but there's a three-way tie for second. And then right behind us, there's another tie. So it's really, really tight. Wichita State right now has the sole lead.
But when we beat them tonight.
Right, but we play them tonight, and we really had a great match at Wichita State about a month ago. Mm-hmm. We opened the weekend at Missouri State, opened our Valley Conference slate actually at Missouri State and then Wichita State. And we had a really good match. Scores were 25-23, 27-25, so really, really close.
Yeah, folks, if you want to burn some calories, go to a live volleyball match with ISU playing, because you're just like, when you can like take a small nap in between scoring of soccer, you can't with volleyball. It's so fast. And that's what I love as an audience member. You have to be in it to win it when you're paying attention, but it's easy follow.
It is easy to follow. I think it's a really fun and athletic and dynamic game. And, you know, one of the most fun things, I think, for the fans are when there's a ball that sort of gets sprayed somewhere in the edge of the arena and someone runs it down and brings it back. That's always exciting. And if you can win that rally, it's even more exciting. So we've definitely had a few of those. We had a midweek match this past week at Indiana State to finish our first half. So we're already at the halfway point of the conference. And we had several of those kind of plays where we had a DS just run down a ball that seemed like there's no way we're going to get it. And it changes the momentum of the game. So we're really looking forward. We've got some great defensive players. We've got some great offensive players. And it's going to be a great matchup tonight.
I want you to know, I think of your volleyball team and the physical conditioning that they do every time I'm working out and I'm told to do a squat. Because I know your team players have to be the best squatters in the world. They get so far down close to the ground that I think they're going to be on their knees, and they're not, because that if they end up on their knees, there's not enough time to get back up.
No, for sure. Lower body strength is huge, not just for squatting to be in that position to play defense or even to pass, but even just to jump. You have to be able to generate power and strength in the legs to be able to elevate to, the altitude.
So just out of curiosity,
that we need.
When you've got the physical conditioning, practices where you're not on the court, but it's just, all right, okay, it's PT time. How many squats? I mean, is that the exercise?
Yeah, well, interestingly, we have a strength and conditioning coach that that works with us all year long. And so in season, we only lift twice a week. We strength train twice a week. We do some sprinting and things throughout the week. But for the most part, the big bulk of their strength and conditioning happens from pretty much January until August.
Okay.
Once we get in season, we're doing some different things. But there's a lot of Olympic lifting, like hang cleans and squatting. And certainly there's some leg press and lunging, and there's all kinds of stuff. Lateral squats and plyometrics.
I can't even imagine how much jumping is involved in that workout and how high. Do you have any idea what's like one of the higher touches?
Yeah,
one of your
a couple years ago, our highest touch was 10 feet, 6 inches. And it was our Yeah, we had a lefty 6'3", Brooklyn Lofka, and she graduated, of course. But right now, our highest is around 10'3", 10'2", 10'3". It is good. Last year, we had 8 players touching 10 feet or higher. This year, we're a little bit lower because we're newer. We have some players that are just sort of getting into, they're just coming from high school or junior college, and we're just getting into the strength and conditioning. So it's really hard to put on those inches. But we're getting close. We've got 3 or 4 right now around that 10-foot mark.
I know the boys develop later in life, and when it comes to their height, you usually will see a dramatic change in high school, sometimes junior, senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an athlete and your height is valuable, that's kind of late. How does that work for girls? Do they get taller earlier? Because I know when I hit 5 foot in the fifth grade, I was considered the Jolly Green Giant. But then I kept growing and growing and growing. But it seemed like there were more girls my height than there were boys.
Yeah, the trend obviously is that the girls grow a little taller earlier than the men, you know, the boys grow a little bit taller later. But we actually have had two players, at least during my several years here, I've been here 8 years now, two of the players that we've had came in as freshmen and they grew an inch throughout their career, which is rare. We rarely have our women very rarely gain inches in height. They jump higher as they get older, but they, you know, because we're training more and they're doing more jumping. But we've had Emily Schneider was one and Angela Rego was another one. We had two players that actually grew about an inch while they were here in college, which is really rare, but neat.
When it comes to recruiting, we're talking with Melissa Myers, ISU head volleyball coach, undefeated at home, and so we want to keep that trend going.
Yes.
When you play Wichita tonight. It's
big
Pack the Arena night.
It's Pack the Arena, so everybody gets in for free, and we're super excited. We've had just under 3,000 fans the last few years.
Well,
so
we can do more than that.
We want to get over that. Yeah, we want to jump over that little hurdle we've had, and we want to kind of exceed 3,000. And tonight, we have Hoop Fest that will follow us. So we're hoping to get some carryover. The fans will stay for Hoop Fest, and then we'll have some fans that will come for Hoop Fest that might come a little early and watch a little bit of our match. So
get addicted.
Yes, and it's a 6 p.m. start for us tonight, which is rare. We normally have a 7 p.m. start, but tonight it's at 6. So it's really important that people note that and get there early and be ready for a fun, packed night.
Going back to the height question, when it comes to recruiting, the tall girls in the world, you know, obviously the coaches start looking at them very young and going, is height more valuable for basketball or volleyball?
It's a really good question. I think it's for both. But one of the things that we find interesting in volleyball is you have to also have coordination, not just height.
Mm-hmm.
And you never quite know when you get really tall early. And maybe sometimes you have those growth spurts that are really big.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes them several years to grow into that body and start to be able to get the coordination that's required to be able to play the sport of volleyball. No disrespect to basketball, but you know, it is a different sport, and the skill requirements are a little bit different. So having someone, you know, learn how to rebound and or, you know, shoot close to the basket is different than someone having to approach, jump in the air, turn, attack, you know, there's a little bit more jumping and mm-hmm. more body control and awareness.
Because you're shopping in the tall jean section like I am in the world. So I'm guessing when you were younger, you were playing both volleyball and basketball for a while.
Yeah, and I also did track and field. So
I
love all
sports.
That
jumping comes really handy.
Exactly. I mean, you can do a little bit of everything in track and field. So hurdling and jumping and throwing and I've done it all. I love all sports, to be honest. And you have to appreciate they're all very different.
Mm-hmm.
And even the types of personalities that want to play different sports has been fun. That's what I loved about my career is just being able to meet so many different kinds of people. Those cross country runners are very different than the throwers, very different than the sprinters. You know, it's just so neat to meet different personalities and have different coaches too throughout my career.
I know a tall female and male athletes can also consume an enormous amount of food, and every
Indeed.
Once in a while we'll see these stories about, oh my god, you know, like Michael Phelps is a swimmer, he's consuming like, you know, 12 to 15,000 calories a day,
which is insane.
To keep up with that, is that similar in volleyball?
No.
Just checking.
No. Well, I mean, we do eat all the time.
Sure.
I find that our athletes do eat quite frequently, which is good. But we don't actually burn as many calories as someone like a swimmer who's in the pool for 3 or 4 hours training, or even a runner who's running for 2 or 3 hours sometimes a day. And so,
so
a little bit
more
different.
Realistic.
Yeah, you have to be. The heart rate doesn't go up as high in volleyball, so you're not burning
really?
As many calories.
Well,
yeah.
It certainly goes up much higher when I'm in the audience.
Yes, it's short bursts, though. So you might go really fast for 10, 15, 20 seconds. Sometimes it gets a little bit longer, and then you rest. And then you go again, and you rest. So in some ways, it's similar to football in that way, right? Lots of plays
mm-hmm.
and pauses in between.
Tell me, Melissa, about some of the hot shots on the team right now. So
yeah,
if you're a new fan and you want to get to know the ISU women's volleyball team, who should we watch?
Well, we have one senior this year only, and number 15, Ashley Rush. She's a first-team all-conference player the last 3 years.
Wow.
And she was the MVP of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament last year. So she's definitely one to watch. She's our outside hitter, plays 6 rotation. She's out there all the time, and she's just lots of fun and scores lots of points for us. Jalen Keene is number two, jersey number two, and she is her brother Dalton Keene plays football for our football team. But, so it's kind of a neat little brother-sister duo we have. Nonetheless, she's a sophomore, and she had a phenomenal freshman year, but is having a phenomenal sophomore year right now, hitting over 400 in the conference, which is fantastic. It's unbelievable. And so she's another one to watch. She's just been incredible. Courtney Pence is our libero, fantastic all over the place.
Okay, now you can explain libero for people who don't speak volleyball.
The one in the different color jersey, she's number three, but she'll be wearing a different color jersey, and she gets to go in and out of the game without having to create a sub. But she's been a lot of fun to watch. She's touching the ball a ton, not just in serve receive, but in defense. Lexi Varga on the right side has been really, really, she's number 16, really, really can get going. It's her birthday today. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, she turns 19 today. So
you can review all of the team players and see what I think are some of the best sports pictures of all GoRedbirds.com or on the volleyball page. I'm just serious. I know the photographers are always trying to get great shots of every single sport, but they seem to get better faces on the volleyball players because they're flying and they're not wearing a helmet and they're not usually surrounded by like five people trying to reach up and grab the ball at the same time. So there's some of the best sports pictures and more and details about the team at GoRedbirds.com. Again, tonight it's Wichita State, 6 o'clock. Okay, God forbid you can't make it to tonight's game. Tell us about the next game that we should put on our calendar.
So you definitely should make it tonight.
I know, because tonight, if we beat Wichita, we're number one.
Yes, it's the number one team in the conference. They've been receiving votes in the top 25 poll. This is definitely a great team to watch. But if you can't make it tonight at 6 o'clock, then tomorrow we play Missouri State, who is right now sitting third in the conference, but right there. I mean, it's real. Actually, they're second or third. I'm not 100% sure on that. But anyway,
it's
super
close. Rotating every single
day. Well, exactly. So it depends. And we're playing a different schedule this year with midweeks. But nonetheless, they're either second or third right now. Again, another top team. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And we will be in the homecoming parade tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Yep.
At
10 a.m.
So I have the whole route here. ASU homecoming parade kicks off, of course, 10 a.m. College and university. And then it goes east on College to School Street, south on School to North. East on North Street to Fell, south on Fell to Beaufort. It all winds around to west on Locust, ending at University Street. You can find the whole map so you can try and pick out where your hot spot, sit spot is going to be at homecoming.illinoisstate.edu. I just want you to know that if you're looking for the candy, get closer to the beginning of the parade. As a longtime candy thrower in the parade,
you run out quickly.
Unfortunately, you do at the homecoming parade because you never expect the crowd to be as big as it is, and it keeps getting bigger every year.
Yes.
And in the beginning, you're generous. You're like, oh, here's a handful.
Exactly.
And by the end, it's like one every five children or something. You know, so get to the front of the parade if you're in it for the candy.
Absolutely.
If you're in it for the waving, mid to end is fine, and that's where you'll find more spots for your chairs. Too,
absolutely.
If you're
absolutely
that person. All right, final dumb question I have for you, Melissa.
Sure.
I've never asked a coach this, and I've always wanted to. Okay. When you get to the level of college athletics, you're supposed to be on point. But you're in a sport where you jump up and down. And I know the more I jump up and down, the more I have to take a timeout and go potty every once in a while because you just didn't know it was time. Are there times you have to, as a player, go up to your coach and say, I got to go. Can I run to the locker room and come back? Does that happen, or does the adrenaline prevent it?
No, it's interesting, and I think most of the time they try and do that sort of thing. They do their business prior to going out to warm up.
Right.
But we absolutely have had that happen. It's rare, but it does happen.
But
where
girls'
someone,
bodies do things.
They do for sure, and usually they try and hold on until there's a break. We get a 3-minute break between each set. And so I think that's when they try and run. And usually it's just they come off the court and say, I'll be right back. And then you know they're
gone.
And then, gone.
You know.
And then they just hope they get back in time.
At least you have easier uniforms to handle in that.
Yes.
If you're a football player, that's got to be hard to get in and out of
the stuff. For sure. We talked about that's another reason the spandex is good, right?
Absolutely.
We talked about that last time.
I was just afraid you were going to be, ripping open your flesh if you slid there. It wasn't about, what was revealed. I was just like, that would hurt. It's bare.
Yeah.
Ow. Melissa Myers, you are always such a treat. Come back and see us again
soon.
Thank
you so much.
Go Redbirds.
Love your show.
Tonight, GoRedbirds.com. You'll learn all about the ISU volleyball team, and then you will become a fan.